With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of inspirational listening. On today's edition of the program, it'll be a hymn extravaganza, with choral and instrumental settings of hymns from a variety of traditions and performers across America, Scotland, and Russia. Music by Bach, Schiering, Chesnikov, Noble, and others. You'll want to sing along or learn some new melodies. We'll begin with what I consider to be one of the great new hymn tunes of the past century, Abbot's Lee. Written in 1941 by Cyril Taylor, it was intended to accompany the text Glorious Things of Thee Are Spoken. We'll hear it as it sets another wonderful text by Cyril Allington, Ye That Know the Lord is Gracious. Michael Harris leads the choir of St. Giles Cathedral, Edinburgh. The hymn, Ye That Know the Lord is Gracious, was sung by the choir of St. Giles Cathedral, Edinburgh. Michael Harris directed, with Peter Backhouse at the organ. Some years ago, organist Douglas Major teamed up with the Empire Brass at the Washington National Cathedral during his tenure on the music staff there. One of the products of that collaboration was a great disc of arrangements of chorales and cantata movements by Bach for that magic combination of instruments. From that recording, we'll hear A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, taken from Cantata 80, Douglas Major and the Empire Brass.
Thank you.
A Mighty Fortress from Cantata 80 by J.S. Bach, arranged for brass and organ, and performed by the Empire Brass with organist Douglas Major playing the great organ of the Washington National Cathedral. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The National Lutheran Choir, based in Minneapolis, was founded in 1986 by Larry Fleming, who was succeeded by David Cherwin, a wonderfully talented organist, conductor, and arranger. We hear the National Lutheran Choir in two hymns, the first, an arrangement by Dr. Cherwin of If You But Trust in God to Guide You. That'll be followed by F. Melius Christiansen's arrangement of Built on a Rock, with a brilliant organ introduction performed by David Cherwin.
Strength with God be.
David Cherwin led the National Lutheran Choir in two hymns. We just heard Built on a Rock, arranged by F. Mealius Christiansen, and with words by 19th century Danish theologian Nikolaj Grundtvig. Earlier, they sang Dr. Cherwin's arrangement of Georg Neumark's hymn, If You But Trust in God to Guide You. From the African-American tradition of spirituals, we'll hear an arrangement next of I Want Jesus to Walk with Me. Kenneth Dake, director of music at New York's Marble Collegiate Church, arranged this for soprano Fenisher Harris, who sings the solo. Mr. Dake notes that during the final verse, the choral accompaniment shifts between major and minor, out of a conviction that the life of faith is no easy path, but rather one that promises great fulfillment, even as it invites great sacrifice. Kenneth Dake led the Marble Sanctuary Choir and soloist Fenisher Harris in his own arrangement of I Want Jesus to Walk with Me. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. In the late 1970s, legendary jazz pianist George Shearing made his only foray into classical church music with a volume of hymn preludes for organ based on American folk tunes. He collaborated closely with composer Dale Wood to make these arrangements idiomatic to the organ. We'll hear Matthew Michael Brown play George Shearing's arrangement of There Is a Happy Land. He plays the organ of the First United Methodist Church in Salisbury, North Carolina. There Is a Happy Land, as arranged by George Shearing and performed by organist Matthew Michael Brown. Pavel Chesnikov, who lived from 1877 to 1944, was an esteemed conductor and prolific composer with over 500 choral works to his credit, of which 400 were sacred, all composed prior to the Russian Revolution. His cherubic hymn has ancient roots in an old Simonov melody, which he couples with wonderful countermelodies in the opening section. The second part of the piece builds to a tremendous sonority, expressing the triumphal procession of the angelic host. We'll hear a performance by the Patram Institute Male Choir, directed by Vladimir Gorbik. The Cherubic Hymn by Pavel Chesnikov was sung in Church Slavonic by the Potsdam Institute Male Choir, recorded in Russia and conducted by Vladimir Gorbik from the faculty of the Moscow State Conservatory and choirmaster of the Holy Trinity St. Sergius Monastery Representation Church in Moscow. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Our next selection is a spirited arrangement of the spiritual Walk in the Light by Andre Thomas. John Ferguson conducts the St. Olaf Cantorai in this performance, joined by the St. Olaf Choir, led by Anton Armstrong. Walk in the Light, as arranged by Andre Thomas, was performed by the St. Olaf Cantorei, directed by John Ferguson, in collaboration with the St. Olaf Choir, led by Anton Armstrong. The hymn Come Labor On has a long-time association with St. Thomas Church in New York and the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys there. It's something of an unofficial theme song of the choir school at St. Thomas, having been composed in 1916 by T. Tertius Noble, founder of the choir school and organist of St. Thomas from 1913 to 1943. His hymn tune, Ora Labora, sets a 19th century text by Jane Borthwick. We'll hear the hymn sung by the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys under the direction of Jerry Hancock. The St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys sang the hymn Come Labor On to the tune Ora Labora by T. Tertius Noble. Jerry Hancock directed. That hymn tune, with its strong ties to St. Thomas, was most definitely a favorite of Jerry Hancock, who improvised on it often, and also composed our next selection, a set of Variations on Ora Labora. We'll hear it performed by Todd Wilson on the Aaron's Memorial Organ of St. Thomas Church. Thank you. Todd Wilson played Variations on Ora Labora by Jerry Hancock on the Arendts Memorial Organ at St. Thomas Church, New York. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've engaged in a hymn extravaganza. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.